Ars Electronica 2008. A new cultural economy.
Thank you. Okay. So, I'm going to talk, what we're going to talk about this project, which started in 2003. We are from the University Pompeu Fabra, which is a computer science university, but we really started this project with our knowledge as musicians, and especially as computer music improvisers, more than as computer scientists or programmers or engineers. So we thought, what new computer music instrument can we make that we think that's ideal for what we do, but also that maybe more people would like to use it. So the context is that there are many, laptop has become ubiquitous in live performance. We all know, laptops, they are always on stage, but we also know that the mouse is a very bad thing for real-time control, for making music. And then we also know that there are, or maybe not everyone knows, but that there are many new controllers that are invented, but somehow performers seem reluctant to use them. Why? I think that most of the controllers that are invented are based on a quite traditional model, which is what you would see on the top, where all the actions that you do have a direct effect on the music. You have only microcontrol, like in the saxophone, everything you do is direct there. But however, when you play computers, you don't just control every tiny little thing of sound. There are processes that go by themselves, and what you have is kind of a more general and abstract and higher level microcontrol. So there are processes that the computers have by themselves, and that when you play computer music, you don't have to be playing all the time. There are things that you just do and let go. And however, most of the interfaces that are usually built, they have this kind of traditional thing with them, which is that they tend to be worn and played all the time. Here there are several. There's Max Matthews, Michel Weisbitz, which sadly died a few months ago. That's myself 10 years ago. And those are, for me, they are kind of very traditional instruments because you do everything all the time. So what we wanted to do is something, that's why these new devices, these may look very old, just faders, but it suits more the paradigm that computer music has when you play, that is, you just control something and maybe you let it and then you don't have to be holding the button all the time. I think that's why these new devices like the Tenorion or the Lemur are now hype. So I will put a short video, it's 2 minutes, it synthesizes quite what we wanted to do with the React table, and you see, I hope. The React table is a computer music instrument, a tangible computer music instrument based on a table. The React table started as a project 2 years ago, and as unlike many projects which involve a lot of technology, it started from a concept and not from a technology. So first we knew what we wanted to build and then we discovered how to build it. That, I mean, this video, most of the ideas were concentrated here, so I will comment a few. We wanted really to, by the right brain instrument, we wanted to create something that, like a traditional instrument, you can play without thinking, whereas playing a computer is something like intellectual. Sometimes, I mean, you just want to go there and start seeing what's happening. So that meant to be something really intuitive and attractive, but at the same time, and that I said that the other day with the awards, not a toy that you get bored after 10 minutes, but something that you could devote all your life to. I mean, that maybe it's a bit exaggerated, but we've been playing for 2 years, and we are still haven't seen the end, okay? I mean, we learn every day we play it. Because also, I think that's important, most of the interfaces that are being built our thought, I mean, in a very personal way, and we wanted to imagine something that maybe others would like to use and would like to master. And also the idea of collaboration was very important for us in the sense that when I say that when you play a computer, there's a shared responsibility between the performer and the computer, and there are so many things that can be controlled in real time that it's very logical to extend that to more people. So you have several performers and the computer, which all share this thing. That's why, and it's also very important, the table is round, because there's no leading position, there's no boss there. So I will conclude my part with the influences of, I mean, when we had all these ideas, what do we do? So we took a model that, I mean, I think it's really one of the big paradigms of computer music, which is modular synthesis, where you plug things. You have software modules. Gunther will talk about that. So that's an image of a Moog modular. That's a software I did in the 90s, and this it was my mouse controlled. But here you had the idea of seeing sound and almost grabbing sound. Also, it was done with a mouse. And on the third, the abacus maybe not so obvious, but the idea is that in the abacus you don't have an input and an output like in a calculator where you have keyboards and display. In the abacus you manipulate the results by themselves, which becomes a much more direct relation with the tool. And we thought that would be really interesting. So now Gunther will talk a bit.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about how the thing really works now, as Sergio already mentioned. The concepts that we use, it's not really a new invention. We actually use concepts that have been here in computer music for the last 100 years. One of the important things is like this modular systems, but what probably is really very new that the modules that you put on a table, they connect to each other automatically. So we give out different rules or different types of objects which would connect according to different rules. So what you can see here on the image is you have two square objects. It's like the cube one and the other one which has a square wave on it, which is generators. They are generating sound. Then you have another one which is squared with round corners, which is a filter. And the filter automatically gets hooks itself into the way of the sound and filters this sound. So you have like two threads basically here going on for sound. One's coming from the cube, the other one's coming from the square oscillator. Other objects that we have here are like these round objects, and these we call them like controllers, and then they can do like every kind of control, and then can also hook up to every kind of other object. So what you can do, you can control, for example, here the square generator, but you could also control the filter. And these controllers can have like different algorithms built in and they, according to these algorithms, like on the top right, you see there's like a sine oscillator or a sine LFO. This just changes the frequency of the square oscillator in this case. So the idea is that we use well-known concepts and principles of computer music, but make them really readily accessible in a live situation, let's say. So what you do, you build your synthesizer and you play your synthesizer at the same time on the React table. For implementing this project, we really had to do quite some research also on technological research, because like the whole technology that's behind it is not very obvious, and that's something, part of the technology where Martin will talk about now.
Okay, hello. I have to switch quickly my computer here because I want to make a quick demo. I want to stress a bit also the kind of community aspect which resulted out of the React Table project. So because part of our software we published as open source project, So actually people can go to our webpage and download a software we call Rectivision. So let me see if I... Okay, so that's our webpage here. And here you can download this software we use for tracking these objects on the table, and we use these kind of symbols here. And if you basically download the software, print out the symbols, attach them to an object, you can create these interactive table instruments. So if we have a look here, if you have a look at YouTube, there are quite a few dozens of people, doing their own projects. I wanted to show a video here as well, but I think it's not enough time. You can just connect yourself and study a bit what people are doing with it, but we are quite happy that we sort of pushed somehow a new kind of style of musical instruments like this table interfaces here. Thank you. I was thinking. Just see the image here. So it's not very exciting here to see it anyway. So basically, what we have here is like the symbols. We can track them, the ID, the position, and the rotation angle. And then when you put that on a table surface, then you just go ahead and map it to whatever you want. Thanks.
So I think we decided to make a short presentation. So we are done. I don't know, Paul, if you prefer that we make questions now or we save everything for the end.
Four? There we go. Let's do it like a kind of partial situation. And considering this is the new cultural economy, let's do a participatory thing. Does anyone in the audience have any questions, comments? Anyone want to fight about software protocols? Anyone? Okay. Well, if that's the case, then we can still continue, and then we'll do a kind of a comeback at the end, and we'll do a forum and discussion.